Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97-1, the ticket. The college football coaching carousel is just absolutely crazy. You know, it really began with Clay Helton getting fired at USC. They didn't hire a coach until Saturday when it was Lincoln Riley. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Orgeron getting fired at LSU. Now we find out Brian Kelly takes the LSU job.
Yeah.
You know, USC and the LSU jobs were open for a while. Names like James Franklin, Mel Tucker, they were mentioned. And, you know, good for them because they used it as leverage. You know, Franklin got a big extension. Of course, we know Mel Tucker, $95 million, 10-year deal. Mm-hmm. The buyout is basically nothing.
Yeah.
It's such a pro-Tucker contract, which is fine. You know, that's what donors are doing.
If you believe in your coach.
Yeah, and he's done a great job in 2 years. He really has. The first year, you know, say what you want about that COVID year, when he got it to hire, whatever. You liked it, fine. You didn't like it, that's fine, too. Main year number one.
Is this
year. Did pretty good, 10-2, and he beat his rival. Brian Kelly's kind of weird, though. I didn't see this one coming, but when you look at his history, it shouldn't be that surprising. But he was at Notre Dame so long that you thought, you know what, he was gonna stay. What's really strange was, I don't know if there's a really good way to do any of this stuff. Lincoln Riley was asked about the LSU job, and he said, I'm not going
to LSU.
Right, but nobody followed up, asked about USC because his name was never rumored there. So the Brian Kelly thing comes out sometime last night around 8:00. And then here is a group text that Brian Kelly wrote to his team. Men, let me first apologize for the late night text and, more importantly, for not being able to share the news with you in person that I'll be leaving Notre Dame. I'm flying back to South Bend tonight to be able to meet with you in the morning, but the news broke late today, and I'm sorry you found out through social media or news reports. I will have more to share when we meet tomorrow at 7 a.m., but for now, just know that my love for you is limitless, and I am so proud of all that you have accomplished. Our program is elite because of your hard work and commitment, and I know that will continue. I will share more in the morning when we meet. Again, my sincere apologies for not being able to be the one to share the news directly with you, Coach Kelly. And I saw a video of him leaving about 3 minutes after 7:00. So that meeting probably didn't take very long at all.
No.
And I assume the players are not very happy. I wonder if the fan base is happy. We'll find out in a second. 248-539-9797. Look, I always rip Notre Dame because I was always shoved down my throat when I was a kid, so I don't like them. But I respect the hell out of the program, the history. This is, you know, there are good people still available, but this has got to hurt a lot of Notre Dame fans. Rob in Brighton, you're on 97 on the ticket.
I'm not mad. I'm disgusted. And I want to ask John a question, and then I want to throw a couple coaching candidates out to you guys. But John, you know, you're an offensive lineman. You know, you're a captain. Please tell me that their captains and their offensive line sent a group text out last night and said, don't even give this guy the time of day. Would you show up at this meeting?
Yeah, I would show up at the meeting. And as a, now here's my perspective on this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to share this with you as well, because as a college student, as a student athlete that was recruited and you committed to a coach, whether it was a position coach or a head coach, there is a lot of emotion in that. And I had a similar situation when Greg Madison, who was a coach, one of the coaches that recruited me to Michigan, left and went to Notre Dame. I didn't talk to him for a number of years because I was so mad that he went to a rival. Later on in my pro career, after I had a chance to be around the business a lot more, I understood that decisions aren't made because of what John Jansen, the player, thought should be made. They're made because Brian Kelly has a family, has a lot of different factors that play into this, also has career aspirations. And at some point, you know, he's not going to coach at Notre Dame forever. Maybe that was supposed to be where he was supposed to be for the rest of his career, but he was going to move on at some point, whether it was to retirement or coach somewhere else.
Right. And but John, I don't care that he left. They're like Notre Dame is bigger than a coach, right? It's how he left. So like, how do you have respect for somebody? His coach, there was a report last night, his tight ends coach was at a recruit's house last night.
Yeah,
he's
I saw
walking
that.
Out of the recruit's house, and he's getting notifications on his phone that Brian Kelly's going to LSU, and the tweet said he felt like an a-hole because
he just
pitched Brian Kelly in Notre Dame, and now he didn't even know. He was blindsided.
I get that, and that's terrible timing. But, Rob, tell me, what is the best way? How could this have been done better by Brian Kelly in a time where there are no secrets?
Scott Frost, that's how. You tell this team, nobody cares that he's going to LSU. They're going to replace him. But Scott Frost did it the right way. Scott Frost stayed at it was Central Florida, right? Or USF.
Yes.
Yeah.
UCF. Central.
He did it the right way. He stayed. He said, yes, I'm going to Nebraska. But you know what? He stayed until the end of the season after their bowl game. This team could go to a college football playoff. And he's just up and leaving because of his ego and the LSU, the bravado, right? Like, who cares about his players, right? Who cares about his coaches? Yes, he has career aspirations, but there is a right way to do it.
Yeah.
Sign Scott Frost.
You're right. But I don't know.
Yeah, but there's also, I mean, there's a lot of different factors in
you
play
have signing
there as well.
Days for, it's right. Coming up in a couple of weeks, and LSU probably said, listen, you got to come now.
Is there anything wrong with Brian Kelly saying, you know what, guys, I'm staying till the end of the year. I was offered by LSU. It's what's best. I like John just said, I have career aspirations. There's nothing wrong with that. There is something wrong with leaving your coaches and players and your AD and your fan base out to dry like a snake, just like he did at Cincinnati and just like he's doing now.
Well,
it's a joke.
So we do have a national signing day coming up, and I understand that, you know, at LSU, that signing class is probably a disaster no matter what time Brian Kelly goes there. But is it better for Brian Kelly to make this decision now and before all of those kids sign with Notre Dame, and then he leaves right after the new class of freshmen have signed?
That's true. Yeah, absolutely. There is a right and wrong way to do it. I think being transparent and doing what's best for the team that you have now is should be priority number one.
Who do you
to leave your
Rob? Who do you want? Who do you want? Fickle, Marcus Freeman. No, who do you want?
Four guys. I have four guys, and two of them are wild cards. I would love to see Paul Christ. I would love to see them go after Paul Christ because I don't think that's a lateral move. I would love to see them give it to Luke Fickle. Maybe Marcus Freeman, but he hasn't been a head coach yet. I think that's a big step going from a coordinator to a head coach at Notre Dame. And I'm going to throw a wild card at you. If Urban Meyer continues to lose at Jacksonville, Urban Meyer coached under Lou Holtz, I would love to see them go after Urban Meyer.
That wouldn't stun me. It's always been a job. He always said, Ohio State, Michigan, or Notre Dame were the three when he was at – whatever. I don't know. With all his – especially the last thing in the bar, I mean, you think Notre Dame –
I don't know. But you think Urban Meyer is sitting there going, man, I should have waited 1 year and I could have had a choice between
USC,
Notre Dame, LSU,
Florida,
Oklahoma,
Miami.
Florida. I mean, there's – he could have had a choice of all of the some of the top programs.
Yep.
I was listening to the Jim Rome show yesterday, and somebody called him Pervin Liar.
Pervin Liar. I love that. Pete in Detroit, what's going on?
How you doing today?
Good, Pete.
I had a son that played for the Lion Brian Kelly back in the like around 2006 when he came from Grand Valley State. That guy, you could tell he was always to his next job. My father always told me, if a man can't look you in the eye, you can't trust me. Never could look in a lie. And I never forget, and I don't remember the verbatim when those kids were going through that situation where a young guy got killed up there. He said, African Americans come from a culture of violence. All they do is lie. Now, I got to make sure he really said that. But he's that kind of guy. And it doesn't surprise me. He went from Central Michigan to Cincinnati. Then he went down. He's at Notre Dame talking about that was his dream job. Now LSU going to be his dream job. There's going to be another dream job for that guy. You can't trust what he says. My son made the All-Decade team despite how Brian Kelly treated him.
What's your son's name? We'll give him some props.
Marlon Maxwell.
All right. Way to go.
Yeah.
Look, first of all, there are some people who don't look people in the eye you can't trust.
Yeah, I trust you.
Thank you very much. Yes. I've gotten better.
Yes.
Over the years.
What's funny is when it's – so on Mondays when we do the interview with Harbaugh, when it is ending, they won't look at each other. And I've got Stoney looking at me and looking away, and I've got Harbaugh looking at me and looking away, and I'm kind of doing the back and forth between the two. I'm like, wait a sec, who do I look at? Who's looking at me? Who am I talking to?
So we can't trust you, Stoney?
Awkward.
No, that's why I said you can.
I just said I could trust him.
But it was so funny because when he said that, all of us in the studio just started looking at me. And I was like, but I raised my hand, yeah.
So here's another thing about Brian Kelly. Was it just time for him? I understand the fact that he's all-time winning as coach there. He's been there 11 years, all of those things, and he said it was his dream job. But at some point, you just need a change of scenery. And there's pros and cons to how this looks for Brian Kelly, how it looks for the players, how it looks and feels to the university. And is there ever a way to have a good breakup like this? I just don't think there is, because on the flip side, if he goes out and has a season where, you know, he can't find a Jack Cohn or doesn't have the quarterback and he's 6-5 or, you know, 6-6, does Notre Dame fire him? I mean, that's it goes both ways.
True. You're right. But look, you know, he has the reputation, and obviously from, you know, Grand Valley, he was there for 12 years as a head coach.
Yeah, he's trying to climb the ladder.
Central for 2 years. Cincy for 3 years. Notre Dame got there in 2010 to 2020. He was there a long time.
Yeah, 11 years.
So it's not like he's just, you know,
he's going from job to job to job to job.
Right, exactly.
Everybody can understand going that route to get to Notre Dame.
And by the way, the transfer portal is probably very fertile right now coming out of South Bend. And if you're a Michigan State, you know how Tucker can use the portal. He's great at it. For Michigan, a little different, a little tougher, but if you're at Notre Dame, those academic standards are pretty equal to Michigan's. You could be able to get some of those players. Spin Dog, bring Rocco Spindler back to home. Bring him back to the state.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.